call the meeting to order. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So reports and communications from the superintendent.
Okay. I don't have a lot to report because I saw three of you yesterday. So I will talk about what our schools looked like yesterday, and I couldn't be more proud of the look of the grounds, the look of the schools, the smiles on all the faces, adults and children. We walked into probably six or seven classrooms where the teacher says, "I can't believe how good my class is." And that's day one. Typically, it's not that way. So I would put myself out on a limb and say that that's probably the best first day I've walked in the last 10 years. I just really think that people are seeing the positive of being back to some normalcy. So. But other than that, you know, I mean, I've sent you guys the updates on what we've done facility-wise over the summer. And, of course, we've had a number of air conditioning units this week that have given us trouble. Finding parts is always an issue. But things are going well. I'm going to move on to the enrollment, and then we'll go from there. So we pulled the enrollment as of the 16th. Even though school started the 17th. So this is what was in our system. We give them a week or so before we start taking people away, but we've probably added since then. But currently, we have 1,372 students in the district. Compared to when we ended in June, we were at 1,282, so that's a 90-plus difference. Last year, at the start of school, we were four more. So we were at 1376 and we're at 1372. So again, we're right on target with what our numbers normally are at this time of year. And
are we not accepting any inter-district transfers from any sites?
We are accepting inter-district transfers at all sites, all grade levels, except for seventh grade at Bear River and fifth grade at Bear River. And any interdistrict transfer that has significant discipline or has an IEP, because our special ed is impacted. So those are the ones that we are looking at. But we've accepted almost all of them that came through. We have a couple on a waiting list, but other than that, we do not. Okay. Preschool's been interesting. It's gone up since this was run, but we currently have had 44 signed up for the Wheatland preschool, and last year we ended with 65. Now part of that is they come in late. Part of it is that the TK is going to take up some of our preschools. Those of you that were walking yesterday, you heard one of the preschool teachers saying she has some two-year-olds in her preschool, which has never happened. So we'll have a better idea on numbers in a week or so, but at Lone Tree we're about the same. We were at 61, and this report has it at 57, but I think we're at 60, so it's not much different.
Do you think also because they didn't have to send, it's a choice for kindergarten and TK, and with the masking and all of that stuff, that they held their kids in preschool last year and now it's more open? Could that have impacted those numbers?
It's possible, but most of our kids last year, I mean, I can't tell you exact, I could do a report, but most of the kids weren't eligible for TK. But I do think that, I'll tell you what plays a role is our preschool is open to all districts, Plumas Lake, Marysville, and with the price of gas now, we're not getting as many Plumas Lake kids because they're having to drive over for a three-hour program. They're just not doing it. But we'll see. You know, again, we fill up typically. And we staff according to numbers, so we have less staff to make up for those little bit of numbers. But overall, we are at 1480 district-wide. We had 1519, which is a 39 difference, but remember, 35 of those are preschool. So only a four difference in TK through eighth grade. Any questions? If not, that's the end of my report.
We'll move on to communications from the public. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Look at that. It's nice to see you in person.
Good to see you guys too. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Well, hello and welcome to a new school year. Hope everybody's doing good and we appreciate you guys. I know I went over to Lone Tree. They were doing great, had a lot of kids. There was a lot of kids over there. So it was exciting. All our kids are excited. So thank you guys all for getting them all back and we appreciate that. Let's see. And thank you to Lone Tree. Jackie came out for our Back to School Brigade on August 4th. So she got to talk with some of the parents.
We had a big event full of kids getting free backpacks and school supplies. It was great. We had about 175 kids and then about 80 parents. So we had a great, great event. And it hasn't stopped yet. So we're starting this new year, this new school year off with new leadership on the base as well. So we have our new commanders in, so that's really exciting, so we're excited. Mission support group is now stood up again, so we have our MSG folks there as well, so we're really excited. And so I'm working on, I'll be meeting with all of the commanders and briefing them about the program and about our local schools and everything like that. So I'll get back to you guys. Then we'll get a military rep here again, hopefully. So I'll let you know when that person comes.
Right.
Or who's selected.
It's been a while.
But you guys got me.
I know you have too. I'm just saying it's been, we had, you know,
a consistency for a long time. Yeah, I've been here a long time, so, but I've enjoyed it. So, but we're happy with all the leaders coming in, and we're just totally thrilled. And, you know, the party doesn't stop here. So one of the things that we're doing is having a back-to-school bash on August 31st. And it is just an awesome way to get to know the community. The base is coming together, trying to get some of the parents out of the house. So it'll be there in the housing area. And we're just really excited. So they'll have food trucks and raffles and all kinds of cool stuff, too. So the parties just keep on happening. And it's from 5:30 to 7:30. So if any of you would like to come, we'd love to have you guys there. So we need to talk to Ms. Jacqueline about possibly using her parking lot. So it's going to be in the housing area right across from where Lone Tree is, the community center that's there.
Yep.
So they're going to have it all down the street and stuff. So I'll talk to her. I meet with her tomorrow, so I'll talk with her about that.
No problem using both that and Far West.
Okay, yeah.
As long as it's not during the school day. So.
Yep, and it's way in the evening, so that's a good thing. That's what we told them. I was at the meeting going, you guys can't have it any earlier than that. So that was great. Also, one other thing is in September, we're having what we call Recce Connect. If you hear Recce or reconnaissance, it's Recce. So we have a team that's putting together a connection day, and that's September 16th, and that's 1 to 4, and it's at the club. And it's just a lot of the organizations, if you want to know what some of them do, they're all coming out. And it's also a celebration of the Air Force's 75th birthday. So it's going to be really awesome. So we'd love to have you all there and just come by and see what's going on the base. I can connect you with some of the really cool new people that are coming in. But there'll be snacks. The USO will be there with their big van and everything. So just a lot of cool things for the kids, bounce houses and stuff. I told you the parties ain't gonna stop. So we are just keep going.
What date is that?
That date is the 16th of September, and it's from 1 to 4, and it'll be at the Recce Point Club. Last but not least, 9th of September, we're having a day for kids, so like I said, it's still going, right? and it's also going to be like a junior PDF line. And a PDF line, we simulate for the kids what it's like to go through deployment. So they get ready, they get their dog tag, they get their bag, they get to do all these really cool things. So we'll have all of these different agencies on the base that will stand up. We'll have medical, intel, just a lot of people just helping the kids to understand what deployment is like. And they get such a kick out of it. They think they're really cool. Then we'll have the fire trucks there, all kinds of cool stuff. So, and that is from 3 to 6 p.m., and that'll be at the Youth Center. So... I think that's it right now. I could go on and just, but I won't. But thank you guys so much, and I hope everybody has a great year.
Will you be emailing those out to us next?
I will. You want me to send them to Craig? And
yep, I'll get them.
Okay. Yep, I have all those.
And Annette, when you meet with all the commanders, can you reiterate the whole Grass Valley Gate issue for us and see if they can get it open at 3
yeah,
so our buses can get through?
Yeah, for me.
Longer for
yeah.
our kids to it's be on the bus to go all the way around. Oh yeah, no. I brought it up to them last year, and they weren't going to do anything about it. But with the new command, maybe they'll look at, because they're open from 4 to 6. It's just an hour earlier.
Right.
So.
Thank you, Annette. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? More communications. Okay.
I do want to go back to the attendance just for a second.
Okay.
Because I think it's important to know that we had a large number of students at Wheatland L this year. We ended with 333 and we're at 371. Last year we started at 353, and so we're a full class larger at Wheatland L, which means we had to add a classroom and a teacher. And then at Lone Tree we ended at 326 and we're at 357, and last year we started at 352, so we're right on par with what that normally is. The middle school, we lost a fairly good size 8th grade class, so they started last year at 582, and this year they're at 556, but we ended last year at 542, so we're above what we ended, but not where we started.
We'll find out, obviously, when we have our 2x2, but those houses over there, do you think that'll be an impact, or do you think those people have planned, or do we, I mean, cause isn't it supposed to be the end of October, November that they start moving in? And
that's what we've been told, weather dependent. I mean
we'll find out at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was just curious if you had heard anything.
It'll definitely be impact. I just don't know what grade levels it'll impact.
Yeah.
So the other impact will be when they open the low income housing apartment complex right here. We've already talked about maybe depending on how many young kids are there, we might have to bus them to Lone Tree instead of bringing them into town. So, but again, we'll see. They typically trickle in, and they always trickle in the wrong grade levels, the ones that were already full. So, anyways, that was it.
Move on to the consent agenda. Are there any questions?
I request that we pull the personnel listing from the consent agenda.
So she wants to pull the 4.4 and have a separate vote for that.
And I'd like to pull 4.5 and do that separate.
Okay, so 4.4 and 4.5 we'll have separate votes for. The rest of them you can do as consent.
Okay.
Somebody has to make a motion in a second.
Can I get a motion for 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, and 4.6?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. We'll move on for a vote on 4.4. The approval of the personnel listing.
You have to see if Robin has any questions or if she just wants to vote separately.
Okay. Do you have any questions, or did you just want to vote separately?
Vote separately, please.
Okay.
Those in favor?
Yep. You need a motion.
I would move that we approve 4.3.
4.4.
4.4. Excuse me.
I'll second.
It's been first and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Passed. Well, you have to vote now because it's tied.
That's what I was going to say. I approve 4.4. So it's passed.
Yep.
Moving on to
4.5.
4.5. Can I get a motion on 4.5?
I asked to have it pulled just because on this, I know it's already done. It's set. However, 4.5 has the new stone at Bear River at a cost of $15,000. It has a tax of $1,162, and it has the decomposed granite that we put in at $1,200. We're looking at $17,400, and that's before the plants, the drip system, and that mural that was put in. That's going to be over $100 an hour. I personally cannot, even though it's there, I cannot approve a project myself that is this kind of money or something that is to make the school look aesthetically better when we already had four signs. It's on here. I just can't approve something of that cost when I think it could have been better.
So does that come out of general fund money?
No, it's school site money.
Okay.
So I have a question. So it's already done, right?
It is done.
Okay, and so we didn't get to approve it before it was done.
We don't typically bring projects to the board.
Okay.
It's not really in the realm of what the board's responsibility is. It's the realm to approve the payment of it. But, obviously, it would be problematic if we decided not to pay for something that's already in.
I agree.
So, but I understand what Nikki's saying for sure.
Any further questions? Can I get a motion on 4.5?
So moved.
It's been moved and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
I'm in favor. Moving on to action items. 5.1, authorize the superintendent, Craig Ginsler, to file the annual statement for need, emergency 30-day substitute teaching permit.
So these come to all three of these, 5.1, 5.2, and 5.3 come every year, and we typically do not have to use them, but this year I would expect we will have to use them because of the lack of subs. So the first one is we file an annual statement of need with the California Department of Education to allow 30-day substitute teaching permits for those that are not credentialed, but they have their BA and they pass their CBEST. So that's what 5.1 is.
Do you want to vote on these individually?
I would.
Okay. And can I have a motion for 5.1?
I make a motion that we approve 5.1.
Second. It's been first and second. Any questions? Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving to 5.2, approval of the 30-day substitute CBEST waiver.
So this one allows a individual with a BA but has not taken or passed the CBEST to substitute. Typically, to substitute, you have to have passed the CBEST as well, but this is a waiver. They can no longer than 30 days in a row, but again, we're likely going to need something like this with people that have BAs but have not taken. They're not even offering the test during pandemic, so it's kind of hard for people to pass when they don't offer it. But we've never used it, but I expect we probably will.
Is this 30 days in a row or 30 days in any one classroom over the year?
30 days in any one classroom. They can do 30 days in a row if they're in 30 different classes, but after 30 days, they have to leave that particular classroom. And it's typically 20 days for special ed.
Yes.
Any other questions? Can I get a motion for 5.2?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
So carried. 5.3, authorizes Superintendent Craig Ginsler to file the annual declaration of need for fully qualified educators.
So we fill this out every year and send it to the state, and this year the only thing that we put on there for our declaration of need is special education teachers. It is getting more and more difficult to find teachers at any level. You know, I think somebody asked yesterday about the music teacher, and we do not have a viable applicant at this point. So we do, and we have an opening in special education, but we have to file this declaration of need every year, and right now we have special ed on there. So
my question, the music teacher at the elementary level?
Correct.
Any questions? Can I get a motion for 5.3?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. 5.4, increase the substitute pay rate.
So, as you all know, we are dying when we have people out. We had this situation going on where somebody raises their sub rate, then we raise ours, and somebody else raises theirs. And so I met with Plumas Lake and the high school, and we all decided not to do that to each other. So we settled on a number of 230, because that's what Plumas Lake was already paying. And that way, we had a number of, especially out on the base, we had a number of our reliable subs who said, look, I really like subbing here, but for 230, I'm going to Plumas Lake and not subbing here for 175. So we're bringing it forward to make it 230. It'll be the same thing at Plumas Lake and the same thing at Wheatland, and Marysville is 200. But trying to get people to drive from Marysville out here, you got to be a little bit higher. If we go into Placer County, some of those districts are paying four. Yeah, it's crazy.
Are there any questions on 5.4? Can I get a motion to increase the substitute pay rate for 5.4?
So moved.
Second? Moved and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
So carried. Makes me want to go substitute.
Absolutely.
Not happening. So are there any board comments?
The only comment I have is that my second grade granddaughter said when it was time to go home yesterday, nobody wanted to leave. All the kids wanted to stay in class. So that's how much they enjoyed.
It's positive, isn't it?
I had several parents reach out to me yesterday, and after seeing the kids as well, it was well revered all around. It was a great first day. I had several parents just talk about they felt the environment in the school felt better, felt happier, felt welcoming, and it was a great first day. Yes, smiles all around. It was a great first day.
Parents, how did your kids? Did your kids have good first days?
I'd like to reach out to the audience if there's anybody that is running for board that would like to introduce themselves.
Hi. Hi. Are you all happy? Very excited. It's new to me, but I love the kids and just want to pick up them. I actually have a degree in liberal studies. So.
Great.
And I'd like to announce that I obviously am not on the list since I am retiring and for the second time from Wheatland. It's been 8 years since I retired as a teacher, and it's time to play grandma. But it's been a wonderful experience, and I'll be here till December. So I guess we'll call the meeting over.
And
We're going to close session.